Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
That was about two-thirds of the Republicans in the House of Representatives. Two-thirds. There are only 435 representatives total. 140 is almost a third of the whole Congress. Two-thirds of Republicans. They are bad news. But here's what they've done now to really distinguish themselves. They have put out a message telling AOC, Ocasio-Cortez, to, quote, apologize, if you can believe it, end quote, to Ted Cruz, Teodoro Cruz of Texas, for saying that he had, quote, almost had me murdered, end quote. Now, among the 13 signatories are Lauren Boebert, B-O-E-B-E-R-T, of Aspen, Colorado, a truly right-wing nut, the one that boasted about bringing a Glock in her handbag into the Capitol. She wants to carry on the floor of the Capitol. She won't go slipperiest of all of the Republicans in either House, the Senate or the House of Representatives. I mean, Wormwood, that's Lindsey Graham, gives him a run for his money. Little Marco Rubio gives him a run for his money. And there are others, but and Hawley of Missouri. But Cruz takes the cake. So Cruz has gone out pro-insurrectionist. Remember this video of people going through his desk. Oh, this is Cruz's desk. He would be support what we're doing. So Cruz is crafty, and he knows that he's got to try to polish his image a little bit, his slippery image. And so what he did when Ocasio-Cortez had posted an attack on Reddit and on Robinhood over the whole issue of the GameStop stock purchases, blasting Robinhood for suspending trading for the little guys and not the hedge funds. What Cruz did, he liked it. So, you know, he's down with Ocasio-Cortez. Well, Cruz is also the one who continued to lie right from the beginning that there was no, that there was fraud in the election, that Biden hadn't really won, that it had been stolen from Trump. And the insurrectionists looked on him as one of their leaders. As they went through his desk, they saw, oh, this is Ted Cruz. He's with us. And Ocasio-Cortez said, and I echo it, that what Cruz did almost had her murdered. She was hiding in an office with another congresswoman from California while people were beating on the door in the hallway saying, where is she? Because their first target was Pelosi and then equally Mike Pence, and their second target was Ocasio-Cortez, the squad. She's sort of, you know, slight, slender woman. They would have torn her apart if she stepped out in the hallway. Well, instead of Cruz saying, there's a degree of sadism in the Republican Party right now. It's crept in. When a party becomes authoritarian, it becomes sadistic because they know that terrorizing people and scaring them is the way to maintain rule and authority. And so Cruz, instead of saying, I deeply regret what happened, it was wrong. Not only did I have nothing to do with it, but my heart goes out to everybody who was menaced, anything. No, none of that. He gins up 13 lowlife from the House of Representatives. And these are people overall from Texas, Alabama. You know, there must be some districts in Texas where if they're electing these people, there are some serious pathologies in those districts. But Texas, Alabama, a few from northern states. But Boebert, the gun woman from Aspen, all say that Ocasio-Cortez should apologize to Cruz. Now, I saw an interview with Ocasio-Cortez last night. And it was played on Lawrence O'Donnell's show on MSNBC. It wasn't his interview, but she gave another interview where she was describing what it was like when they hid for 6 hours in the dark with their phones turned off while people were roaming the hallway, beating on doors saying, "Where is she?" And she ran around the office looking for somewhere to hide because she's very small. She was looking for a nook or cranny, she said. And she was terrified. And you could tell it, the anxiety, she was terrified. She finally hid in the bathroom, probably locked herself in there. And they sit there quietly. There is no direction from the Capitol Police, nothing from the White House. Trump doesn't go on the air saying this is wrong. Remember, he said he loved them. Time for them to go home. And this video of they were partying at the White House, grinning. There's a strong element of sadism in the Trump movement. Trump was diagnosed as a sadonarcissist by several eminent psychiatrists who looked at his conduct, looked at his public statements. So you have a sadonarcissist in the White House and Cruz. Take a look at Cruz's eyes. Just take a good look at him. In fact, the next time he's on television, turn off the sound. Doesn't matter what he's saying. Look at his eyes. Those are the cruelest eyes. They take pleasure in the physical discomfort and fear of others. And that's why he's been elected from Texas. Not because there aren't good people from Texas. There are Texans, my ship in the Navy. They were great shipmates. But there's something very sick about the Republican Party. And it is the instinct towards authoritarianism and sadism. So they want her to apologize to Cruz. In other words, with this Republican Party, it is always, no matter what you do, if they murdered somebody, the cops broke in and they're standing there, there's a bloody corpse and they have a gun in their hands, they look up and blame the corpse and say, "I was almost killed. I'm going to sue you and everybody else for not protecting me better. I had to do it myself." That is the party we have. That's not an American party. That's a commie party. It's a jihadist party. And that is what the Republican Party has become. Not all of them. Not Mitt Romney. Not Liz Cheney. Not Ben Sasse. And now Moscow Mitch has even turned on Marjorie Taylor Greene and said that she's a cancer in the Republican Party. But Cruz is the one of the cruelest and slipperiest ones. Here's a guy who's running against Donald Trump, who could one-up him in that department. Trump said he insulted Cruz's wife and said that his father was in on the assassination of John F. Kennedy. And how did Trump, Cruz respond ultimately? He manned phone banks for Trump's election in 2016. If somebody said my father was in on a murder and insulted my wife, I would take action against him physically, frankly. And I certainly would not phone bank for his election. This guy has no self-respect. And not only should AOC not apologize, Cruz should apologize to her. And if we had more, frankly, if we had more Democratic senators, right now it's 50-50, and we need Kamala Harris to break the tie, and it's tough. But let's say we had 60 or 65 of them, I would strip Cruz and Hawley of their committee memberships and censure them publicly, drag them to the dock, humiliate them publicly like they did Steve King in the House. These people, we have some rotten people in our Congress. We've always had some strange ones. But these people, they are more numerous than I want to see. And there you have what they're doing with Ocasio-Cortez. She was afraid. They love the fear. They feast off it. They're like buzzards. They come down, they see a dead animal, and they like feasting in its entrails. That is what the Republican Party has become. That is what it's become. And it was enabled by Moscow Mitch until finally he broke a little bit, and it's been enabled by Kevin McCarthy. But something's got to be done about security in that Capitol, and the enemy is within, as Nancy Pelosi said. There cannot be Republicans packing on the floor. It's as simple as that. We have the majority. She's going to do it by fines, Nancy is. She's going to fine them, $1,000, $5,000. They'll fight it. They'll go to court. I think you simply say you bring in the National Guard and the Marine Corps and carry them out. Carry them out spread eagle by their wrists and their ankles. Dump them outside the Capitol. We're coming to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. There's a lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna...